Fernandez and Montañez stand out for creating a series of sculptural models that achieved remarkable fame during their lifetimes and were perpetuated with varying degrees of modification through their disciples and imitators. Representations of the child Jesus were particularly successful, sometimes entirely crafted in wood and other times based on polychromed lead structures. In this exhibition, you can admire the Child Jesus, Saviour of the World from the Royal Parish Church of St. Michael and St. Julian in Valladolid. This piece was created by a silversmith follower of Juan Martínez Montañez. It adheres to the model of the triumphant child, standing as a victor over death and sin, depicted at about 4 or 5 years old and in a gesture of blessing. For Gregorio Fernandez, one area where he achieved notable prominence in defining sculptural types was in processional floats, pasos. Continuing the trend initiated by Francisco del Rincón, which replaced older floats made from fragile materials, Fernandez further developed grand compositions entirely in wood, imbued with immense theatrical power. One such example is the Valladolid Descent from the Cross, occupying much of this room. This work inspired a series of replicas commissioned by penitential brotherhoods in other Castilian towns. The Descent is a large-scale processional float with a bold composition. It depicts Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus lowering Christ's lifeless body from the cross using ladders that convey a sense of instability. However, this instability enhances the diagonal composition, which ascends from the sorrowful Virgin seated at the base of the cross to Nicodemus at the top of the ladder on the cross's rear side. In addition to these four figures, the float includes a soldier, Sayon, at the base of the cross holding a hammer to remove the nails from Christ's feet, Mary Magdalene and Saint John. The sorrowful Virgin opens her arms to receive Christ's body. Until then, descents from the cross were typically depicted in relief or painting, but not as life-size, fully three-dimensional figures, let alone for a processional float designed to parade through the streets. Fernandez considered this dynamic when designing the float, ensuring multiple viewpoints for the ensemble. This Baroque aesthetic is reinforced by the naturalistic characterization of the figures and their expressive gestures. The sculptor's meticulous effort to individualize each figure is also evident. On the one hand, he carefully observed facial features, beards, and hair. On the other, he paid special attention to the clothing of the figures, incorporating both Oriental elements and references to 17th century attire, possibly a deliberate choice to help spectators identify with the figures by showing contemporary dress. Fernandez's approach to drapery alternates between broad, angular folds and softer, more undulating ones.